Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All during Advent, we have been learning about and meeting with and hearing from the saints, those who are close to God and those who have suffered and those whose journeys have been filled with light and peace and hope for the world. And we're blessed this evening to have Mary and Joseph with us. I was thinking about this night and about this event and how it's been celebrated throughout history for 2,000 years. And I was thinking we really romanticize this event. But when I looked on Google Maps, I discovered that Mary and Joseph traveled over 90 miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem, and she was probably quite pregnant. And I can't imagine that whether that journey was traveled on foot or by donkey, that could have been even remotely close to pleasant. And so I want to have some time here with the two of you and just ask you a couple of questions about your life and about your experience. And I want to start with just having you share about your journey.
Well, when the angel appeared and told me that I was going to be giving birth to a child as a virgin, it was unexpected, to say the least, and fearful. It was extremely, extremely frightening, because as a woman, you are considered property, and your value is represented by your ability to give child to your husband. Unwed mothers were put to death. So, needless to say, it was extremely disheartening. I'm very blessed to have a man of God by my side who stuck by me.
Yeah, it was quite shocking to find that she was going to be pregnant, and it was really hard to deal with that at first, because not only do I have to acknowledge that the Holy Spirit is going to be the, you know, but the people in our village were also giving us weird looks, because I had to acknowledge that I was a father, and I wasn't supposed to touch her until I married her, and I either had to let her be killed for being pregnant, not by me, or take responsibility that I am the father. And so it was really rough.
And then there's the journey. The pregnancy journey first. 9 months is quick, and it's a very long time at the exact same time. Those 9 months were, in that time, there wasn't great medical system, so the whole pregnancy was filled with fear and uncertainty and acceptance and what may be, may be. Thankfully, God was close by our side and everything was going wonderfully until we found out the long journey ahead of us physically was upon us. And 3 days of walking, at 9 months of pregnancy, you have very swollen feet, you have lots of aches and pains, you have lots of joint throbbing. And needless to say, I was not looking forward to the journey.
Yeah. Did seem shorter when we were planning it out, but it ended up being 3 days. It was very, very exhausting. I'm still tired from it.
I was very, very thankful for our trusty donkey, who at any point could have collapsed and not made the journey with us, but he thankfully was helpful throughout the entire way, and it supported me and my unborn child through it all.
So I imagine that the two of you also know something of God's companionship and God's care. And I'm wondering if you would reflect on how God carried you in this time, or what you learned about God.
Well, it was all very new to the both of us. We really had to trust that God had a plan for both of us and for our child. So he really did lead us and guide us and protect us through this really, really scary time in our lives.
Yeah, I think in a time like that, faith is the only thing you can grasp onto. Life is filled with peaks and valleys of fear and acceptance, and I think that this was a 9-month journey full of them, and continuing decades to come full of some more. So the fear of getting pregnant and the acceptance of it being from God, and then the fear of the health of the pregnancy itself, and then the acceptance that it made it through, and then the fear of the journey, followed by the acceptance of the destination, and then there's the fear of the delivery and the acceptance of everything going well. And I think along the way, God reminds you that beyond every fear valley, there is an acceptance and a hopeful peak at the other side.
So our sanctuary tonight is filled with people. And if I know anything about people, it's that we experience good times and we experience difficult times, and almost always we experience some sort of challenge in our life. So I'm wondering if the two of you would look out on these people tonight and you would offer them some words of advice or words of wisdom or maybe even a blessing.
Well, God has a plan for all of us. And no matter how dark or desperate it might seem, there always is a reality that comes through, and God will help us lead, help us through these troubling times in our lives.
My blessing is that for all of you, amongst the peaks and the valleys, though some valleys may be wider than others, that you always trust and have faith that there will be God at the other side, and the acceptance and the positivity to come through, regardless of how long the valley is.
And now a word from your pastor for the evening. The Bible is filled with names for God, all different sorts of names, and names for Jesus, this little one. The Word of God become flesh. God Emmanuel with us, the bright and morning star, and my favorite name of all for God. God is our way maker when it seems to us that there is no way. So this night, may you know the God of peace and joy as your constant companion, your friend, and your way maker. Merry Christmas.